Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, 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 and welcome to Infinite Vibrations.
I am Tashi Katie Cooper, your host, and I am very excited today because we are going to continue our conversation on meditation. If you remember last episode, we talked about how meditation is calming, how it's cleansing, and it's an awesome way to de-stress and relax your mind and body as a whole. And on this episode, we have an awesome treat. We have Queen Mother Muikali Hayes, who's going to talk to us about meditation and some experiences, or maybe just one, on astral travel. Are you there, Queen Mother? Queen Mother, are you there?
Yes, I am, sweetheart.
Okay, awesome. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I am great. I am still learning how to maneuver in this Blog Talk Radio, so if you were talking and I didn't hear you, I do apologize for that, and I apologize to my listeners. But I just want to get into our show. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. As Ms. Tashi stated, I am Queen Mother Muikali. This title was given to me by my community, and it is a title that is earned. I am a spiritual advisor, a tarot card reader, Reiki practitioner, and a student of multiple modalities. I have been studying for, the last 50 plus years.
Wow.
I am 67. Yes, I'm 67, and I came in with certain gifts, and I wanted to know more about them. I wanted to figure out how I could use them and not fear them. And so I am happy to be here to discuss about meditation, because meditation is a modality that helps to calm, soothe, and anchor you into the truth of who you are.
Nice, nice. How long have you been a tarot card reader, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't mind at all. I would say about the last 30 plus years that I have been doing it. Yes,
Yes.
I would go to other tarot card readers, and they would say to me, you know, you should be sitting on this side of the table. You can do what we do. And over time, I developed confidence from just studying and understanding myself more and trusting. That's the main thing, is you have to trust who you are. And I love it. I love it because I know it's not me. It's not me, this personality or ego, that is giving the messages. It is, I become like a conduit or a channel for their higher selves to connect to mine. And I share, I reveal to them that which they are ready to receive.
So I guess in order to do that, you have to be, I guess, somewhat centered and grounded in who you are. And would you say that meditation has helped you be that, be centered and grounded?
Oh, immensely. Prior to meditation, is it okay if I speak about that?
Go ahead.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I was scattered. I was splintered. I was open to so many modalities and and new age way of doing things and thinking and all, but I wasn't grounded. And I eventually asked, I need to learn how to do something that will assist me in anchoring myself so that I can commune better with the Creator, God, Source, whichever word you like to use, whatever it is that is all that is and all that is not. And what happened was I kept hearing meditate. I would go to workshops, and some kind of way they would bring up the word meditate. And I'm reading a book, the word meditate, meditate would come up. And so what I ended up doing was listening, because Spirit knows how to service each of us where we are. And they know, for me, when I hear something and it's repeated over and over and over, I finally get it. Oh, I need to pay attention to that.
You need to meditate, huh? Okay, so tell us, how long have you been meditating?
Oh, my dear, I would say over 40 years. It's been over 40 years. Yes, yes.
And so what type of meditation or forms of meditation, I guess, did you start with or are you doing now?
Okay, when I first began, I began with guided meditation. I would go to classes, and the facilitator would instruct us through a guided meditation. Some time is basically just relaxing different parts of the body, and included in it would be visualizing and de-stressing and things of that nature. And as time went on, it evolved into more and more deeper experiences. With meditation, someone can instruct you. However, you have to practice.
Okay.
It is a self-taught discipline.
Okay. Nice. Okay. So I also want to know, so you said you went to different classes. At some point, I know you said you taught yourself, but in what type of way? Can you give us an example of what you had to do as far as teaching yourself? Like, when you say teach yourself, what can you explain
okay.
it more?
Okay, when I say teach myself, I had to show a level of commitment to myself, that this is something that I can receive value from. And so what I would do is I would set a specific time every day that I would set apart and meditate. Even when my children were young, I would tell them, I'm going into my bedroom and I'm going to meditate. And they understood this was the time you do not disturb mommy. So the first thing is you have to commit to it and be consistent. Now, the length of time, it depends. It could be as minimal as 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or as long as an hour or more. The main thing is don't get caught up into the length of time as opposed to focusing on the fact that you're learning to become grounded, centered in the now.
Okay.
When you're focused in the now, that's where you can connect with the divine.
Okay. So would you say that you, do you prefer to meditate alone, or have you ever gone on any retreats where you've done any meditation?
Oh, yes, yes. And most of the time, most classes are usually more than one student when you're going to these type of classes. But and I think it was 2001, I did a silent meditation retreat, and it's called Vipassana. It's a form of meditation that is taught, and you go for 10 days, and you do not speak or give eye contact to anyone. And that is quite a centering.
Wow. You can't. Okay, so let alone you're meditating at, I guess, different times of the day, but for 10 days you're not speaking as well? Wow.
Exactly, exactly. And the beauty is you start your meditation at 4 a.m. in the morning, and there's usually a main hall that you go to meditate in. However, they give you the option that you can, you know, stay in your room, in your bed and meditate. However, most people tried it maybe the first couple of days and realized that what was happening, they would fall asleep. So at 4 in the morning, you see everybody, you know, walking as fast as they can to get to the hall so they can meditate. Yes. Mm. And so we had, I think the last meditation was around 10 at night.
So when you would go up to these meditations, did it matter how long you sat in meditation? Like, for instance, the 4 a.m. meditation, was it scheduled for a particular duration or it was up to you?
No. Yes, it was set for duration, because let's say if it was set for 1 hour, mm-hmm. you would sit there for that 1 hour, even if you were not able to go in deep. Because every time you meditate, you're not going to always get to that still point, that place of connection with the stillness that you're aiming for. However, each time you meditate, you're also strengthening the ability to go there more and more and faster and faster. So if you're in with a group and the group is supposed to meditate for an hour, you want to be very courteous. And so you're not going to get up and move around and leave and open the door and close the door. You're going to just sit there still. Because sometimes when you sit still, you drift and you go back into meditation.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell us some benefits that you've received since you've been meditating for 40 years. Wow. What benefits have you experienced in regards to maybe health, mental, emotional, that you probably gained through meditation?
I would say one of the main things I have received is becoming focused. Like I had stated earlier, you know, I was, I have a very curious mind. It's very active and it just can go to so many different places and analyze things and go over the same thing over and over. And it was through meditation that assisted me in training my mind to be still. And so by doing that, it helped me to become more compassionate, because when you become still, you're not jumping to conclusions. You're not, you have a better chance of reading the situation accurately. You're not, I'm not caught up into trying to be right. My focus is more about trying to see it in the light. I ask myself, you know, how would Jesus react in this situation? How would he look at it? What would his interpretation be? It has taught me to pause and not be as reactionary. I'm 67. I'm not on any blood pressure medication. Hello. So that means that there's a part of me. Yes. Yes. So it helps to calm you. Mm-hmm. It helps to your health. It helps your physical being, because what you're doing, and we do not do this enough in our society, is pay attention to you. This is your time with you and yourself and your God. How often do we do that in this society? Not enough.
Right. I agree. One time when you and I were talking, you had mentioned once that you have traveled to other worlds during meditation. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience, astral traveling?
Okay, I'll share two examples. The first one is when I was practicing the concept of astral travel, my daughter and she was staying with her father, and I wanted to check in on her. And so I would sit, go into deep meditation, and project myself, okay? I didn't know whether it was working or not because I was a neophyte. And I remember one time in Pacific, I was standing in the hallway watching her in the kitchen. She was doing something like maybe washing dishes or drying dishes. And I thought she turned around and saw the that astral part of me that was traveling. And so I had hid, and she didn't really see me. That she may have sensed something, but she didn't see me. And shortly thereafter, the phone rang, and that was her. And she said, "Mom, don't do that. You're scaring me. I saw you." So that was a validation.
Oh, my goodness. Wow,
yes.
Man, that's amazing.
Yes. And as far as going to other worlds, when I first started to meditate, I did the basic concept of walking down the, some steps, 10 steps or so, and you get to the bottom, and you open a door, and then you step into your private special place. And mine would be like a picnic area. And my guide, I remember he materialized himself. Ibadu came through. And I was sitting just chat with him. And one day I turned and I noticed a cave. And in that cave, there was a light coming from it. So I didn't go that day. But eventually, I decided to go and check the cave out. And what fascinated me was when I entered that cave, the light, as I walked in, I became that light. I became emerged into the light. I wasn't in physicality anymore. Okay? Fast forward to pretty close to the last few years, I would always use that same concept of going down. What had happened, it had evolved on so many different levels. And so I would walk, and there would be a beautiful door. It was like the whole span in front of me with this beautiful wood carved door. And I would have to open it, and then eventually I could just push it and it'll open. And eventually I could just, when I get there and walk toward it, it would open. When I would go in, I would immediately change into energy. And when I would go in, I would become, there would be a feel of happiness that I cannot describe. I would be flipping and twirling and everything. And what was so significant about this space and place that I would visit is that if I went there just to commune with the energy, that's all I did. If I would go there and I had questions, it was like the minute I came in, my guides in the angelic kingdom was waiting there for me. And if I went there, and I could have gone there with the intention of flipping and twirling, but if they had a message to give to me, I immediately knew, and I would go in and receive the message. When I would I would know intuitively when the session, my time in that dimension was done, because they would start saying they love me, and the whole scenery would start to fade, and I would gravitate toward the door, or that illusion of a door. And once I went through that door and was on the other side, I was back in human form again. And whatever messages that was given to me, I will bring them back.
Fascinating. How does it feel to be in energy form? Like, how does that feel to be in energy form? Does it feel light?
Yes. You don't have the cumbersome of the limbs. We're not into the, how can I put it, using words and things in that nature. You're more in a, I guess you would say, thought form.
Okay.
I guess you're communicating. It's not through words. It's through something higher than words. Expanding, and you know it. Sometimes I receive messages, and I know I have, but I cannot interpret it immediately. And then as time come on, then it'll be revealed. Oh, so that's what they were attempting to tell me, or explain to me, or caution me about. I was just going to say, this three-dimensional reality that we have become so immersed into is very limiting, because you're not really experiencing 100 of who you really are, because there's so much more. So much more. I have been to places that the sun was purple. Hello? Yes.
Purple.
Yes. Purple. Yes.
Wow. Well, you know what? This is so good to me, and we are coming close. We got about 7 minutes left, and I want you to share what you would consider a basic meditation with the audience, so maybe even if they just take many steps, that they can maybe one day get to where you are with the astral traveling and going to other levels. So could you give us a basic meditation?
I can give you a basic one, darling. Okay.
The
one of the most simplest meditation is monitoring your breath. So what I would suggest is that the individual sit in a very comfortable position in a chair. Do not lean back, but sit a little forward so that your back is straight, your feet are planted on the floor. You can have your hands either up to receive or either down to and ensure that what you're getting, you are able to, calibrate it into your being. So whichever way is comfortable for you. The meditation is basically you would take 3 breaths very slowly. And when you inhale, you focus on the center of your brow. When you exhale, you will focus on the tip of your nose. Do that 3 times, and then relax into your breath, and just watch your breath. Monitor your breath. Become the observer of your breath. And when you do that, you are in the now. And that's where God resides.
Yeah. Thank you so
and
much.
We breathe every day.
Right. So we don't consciously breathe. We don't
exactly.
consciously breathe.
And I think that's the difference. And because we don't
yes.
consciously breathe, sometimes we hold our breath a lot. And then we wonder why we have all this these knots and sore muscles in our bodies because we're not allowing oxygen to flow through in a fluid way, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow, well, thank you so much for sharing that experience with us. I had actually mentioned last week about how when you just focus on the breath, that you're in the moment, you're in the now. You know we're in the future, wondering how something's going to get done. You know we're in the past, wishing you hadn't said something. You're right there in the moment when you focus in on that breath. So I'm so glad that we share the same thing, you know, so people can see that this stuff probably works. It's not just me talking
yes.
about it, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I thank you so much, Queen Mother, for sharing your experiences with us. And I want to give you the opportunity. How can people get in touch with you, whether they wanted to get a reading or are you doing, do you facilitate any guided meditations or teach classes?
Well,
go ahead.
Okay, I'm not currently teaching any classes specifically to meditation. However, if a person is interested, please contact me, and I would be honored to be to tutor you in that practice. However, anyone who comes to me for a reading or for Reiki, they will get a guided meditation. And I do that with my crystal bowls. I play the crystal bowls, which is sounds, and I just tell them to relax. And they realize that within, and I tell them it was only 5 minutes, and they feel so rejuvenated. And that helps to start the conversation. So please, I hope your audience will give me a call. My number is 323-377-5910. I will repeat, it's 323-377-5910. My email is qmmuikali. Muikali is spelled Muikali at gmail.com. I will repeat, qmmuikali at gmail.com. To
thank
find out
so
more
much.
Detail
I apologize.
My website.
Go ahead.
I was
Go
going
ahead.
To my website, and that is www.queenmothermuikali.com. Thank you so much, Ms. Tashi, for giving me the honor to speak with your audience today.
It's my pleasure, and I'm just going to repeat that for you. Her website is www.queenmothermuikali.com. Her phone number is 323-377-5910, and you can email her at qmmuikali@gmail.com. And once again, I am your host, Tashi Katie Cooper with Infinite Vibrations. It has been a pleasure communing with all of you this evening. And if you are in the Atlanta area and are interested in a spa party or a massage or a Reiki session, feel free to visit our website at www.infinitehealingllc.com or feel free to call us at 404-425-4840. It has been a pleasure. Thank you and have a great evening.